Welcome to Podcast Insider for, what is today? September 2nd, 2021. I'm Mike Dell, your host this week, and my co-host this week is Mackenzie Bennett. She hasn't been on the show in a while. Welcome back, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember the last time I was here, besides my little blip of podcast movement.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but of course we've got the normal lineup of stuff. We got some podcast news. We got a best practice that Mackenzie and I came up with in a meeting earlier today.
really prepared.
Yeah, hey, why not? And blueberry news, got some of that, of course. Got a blueberry pro tip. I believe it's Kate this week that's doing that, but I'm not sure. Might be Toby. Then we got the question of the week and all the normal stuff. So how was your week so far, Mackenzie? You're just back from vacation.
I am back from vacation. Last week, I was on the beach every day, and this week has felt vastly different. It's really, you know, just a lot of catch up.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. Whenever we take vacation, it's not that we don't do any work that week. We just do it all the next.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of work before I left, and now I'm just doing all of the work that I should have done, or you know.
Well, I always say that being busy is better than being bored. Let's get into the news. Delta Airlines is bringing podcasts to their in-flight entertainment system via a thing they're doing with Spotify. But yeah, they're going to be bringing some Spotify playlists for music, and they're also bringing a select number of podcasts. I believe, didn't they say it was like 40 different podcasts they were going to do, something like that?
Yep, 42. And this is really just an expansion of a deal that they came up with in 2019. But I imagine that they kind of, you know, took their time getting more content on Spotify, as well as flights last year were a little wonky. So,
yeah, well, this year they were a little wonky too, but we won't talk about that. Anywho, Google Podcasts, they're losing their project manager, Zach.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he was right there at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
They called him the founder of it on another news outlet, but I don't think he founded it. I think he just took over when Google Play got replaced by Google Podcasts, which we all wanted. So
I will give some credit to the idea of founded, not the word, because that's absolutely not true. However, I think they significantly changed
their
stance and took it seriously when he started heading it up. That's when things actually started happening.
Oh, yeah. Google Podcasts. Yeah, Google Podcasts, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is about the fourth or fifth attempt Google has done at podcasting.
Sounds about right.
And, and I think they got it right this time. And I think they think they got it right this time because they're putting a lot more effort into it. Even though Zach's left and the guy, I forget what the other guy's name was that was with him at Google Podcasts, but he left a couple months ago. So I don't know who's heading it up now. James Cridlin and Pod News had speculation about somebody that Google bought in 2017. One of the CEO of that might be taking over, but no official announcement.
That's all we know.
Yeah, and they are doing a new UI for their app. I haven't got it yet, but they're rolling it out slowly, I guess.
I have like zero experience, at least in the past 2 years, with Google Podcasts because I have an iPhone.
But well, you can have Google Podcasts on an iPhone too.
Yeah, but no, thank you.
Yeah, no, I get it. If you're not used to it, I use Overcast. I don't particularly care for the Apple app, and I don't particularly care for the Google app.
But, yeah.
Or Spotify, especially. But
oh, God. No, Spotify's not my thing for podcasts. But no. I would assume that this is necessary, this UI update.
Yeah, well, Google's never been awesome at UI. They make it work. And then they go, come back around and tweak it. And we kind of did that, too, with our stuff as we're going through all this UI stuff over the last couple of years. And, you know, initially it was we let the developers design the UI because they were doing it. And, you know, a developer wouldn't necessarily design a UI that a human can use.
Yeah, I think it's less design, more function. And, hey, it works great.
Yeah, so everything works. It just looks goofy. And, you know, now they're getting around to the, you know, let's polish it a little bit. And, you know, we're like I said, we're doing the same thing here at Blueberry, which is good. We need to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, with Google. They had to, I mean, they only really took a strong stance in the past couple of years, so they had to make sure that it was actually working before they were like, okay, let's spend some time to redesign it. So it's time.
All right. Let's see. Next, all the sessions of Podcast Movement 21 in Nashville are now available on the Podcast Movement virtual platform, and we'll have a link to that if you're if you've signed up for that already, or you need to sign up for that. We'll have a link
right
there.
So can you sign up to get it now, or did you have to purchase a ticket beforehand?
Nope, you can sign up for the virtual ticket anytime.
Oh, I did not know that. That's
so
cool.
So if you want to go to Podcast Movement, and even though it's passed, you can watch it through the video. And you know, from what I saw, the video production of at least the main stage, it looked like they had quite a setup there. It looked like a TV studio going on. So they should have some pretty good videos up there of the live sessions. And then, of course, all the virtual sessions are already there, which I took part in. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, go check that out. You know, it's a way of, you know, a lot of people they'll go to the conference, but they won't hit all the sessions. They'll just, mingle in the halls. And then they'll watch all the sessions over the year before the next one. So, it gives you something to do educationally.
Especially with a big virtual audience this year. I'm happy to know that they spent significant time and money and effort into the production of these.
Yeah, they definitely did a better job, they've had last couple of years, because last year was completely virtual. But even the year before that in Orlando, I watched a couple of the sessions. I did two sessions in that, live, and I watched those sessions. And yeah, they did a great job of recording those, both audio and video. So, but this year, I think they stepped it up. We'll see. I haven't seen any yet. I'll have to go check them out.
Okay.
So, Evoterra, our favorite podcast pontificator.
He's always up to something.
Yeah, he's always trying to stir up something. So anyway,
worthwhile stirring, though.
Oh yeah. He likes to be a contrarian, and sometimes that's good for some of us old farts that don't want anything to change. Sometimes, so and he's among us, so that makes sense. Podcast listening app manifesto he came out with. So what he wants, I love the first line. It says, I'm on the record as saying most podcast listening apps suck. And we talked about that earlier. We talked with Google improving their UI and, the fact that I can't even deal with the Apple one. Mm-hmm. Then I have to for work. I've got all of them on both Android and iOS. But it's certainly
not your preferred.
Yeah, my preferred is Overcast because it just works the way I think it ought to. And, Evo goes through a list of must-haves, and I think Overcast does tick, the four boxes he's talking about. But go check it out. It's worth reading, and he's a really big supporter of the Podcast 2.0 initiative, which, has its goal in improving the podcast listening experience as well as making money for podcasters as a secondary goal. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm a supporter as well.
Okay.
All right. And I think the last item I have here is John Stewart is coming to podcasting.
John Stewart. Yes.
I love the
title. I saw his commercial the other day, his trailer of he's doing a TV show and a podcast companion, as far as I understand.
Yeah, it's on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus for the TV show. And I love the title of it, The Problem with John Stewart. But you have to pause. It's the problem, and then with John Stewart. Mm-hmm. Not that he has he probably does have a problem too. But yeah, it'll be fun to see him back on TV, and I'll listen to his podcast for sure.
I know. I don't think I can do both. There's literally too much content in the world for me to do both. But I'll give the podcast a shot, and I have Apple TV, so I might as well check that out too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's always entertaining, if nothing else.
I know. I've missed John Stewart.
All right. Well, that brings us to the best practice. And we really didn't write out anything. We were having a meeting, and one of our interns, Mandy, who you'll meet next week on Meet the Team, she was telling me, that she said, what was it? No, Angelo was saying that he said so all the time, and that it was an unnecessary word. And then Mandy was talking about, so I forget what, but we thought this would be a great thing. We're going to talk about crutch words, stuff like that, or... all these things, ums and ahs, and Kate doesn't edit all this stuff out for us. If she did, it would drive her nuts.
You can't take all of it out. That's insane. Also, that's not how people speak, so you have to... leave some of it in, otherwise it sounds ridiculous.
Right, but one of the things I always bring up with people is, if you're going to use crutch words, instead of doing that, because most people do that while they're trying to think of the next thing to say, why not just do silence? There's nothing wrong with a little silence in a podcast.
Because it feels scary. I mean, it's not, not anymore. I don't care about it anymore. My experience was the crutch words that I used very frequently when I was doing the show by myself with guests that I would also edit it. And let me tell you how much that annoyed me, editing myself with those crutch words and how much extra time I had to spend. So I annoyed myself out of them.
Yeah, way back in the day, I did a ham radio class with a buddy of mine. We did a podcast that we taught people all they needed to know to get their ham radio license. And we were saying an awful lot, both of us. And so I would spend, we'd have a 30-minute episode. I would probably spend 2 hours editing all the ums and the breaths and the snorts and the coughs and all the stuff out of this. And by the time I was done with it, we'd record for 30 minutes and I'd have 20 minutes of stuff because I had taken out 10 minutes of crutch words, ums and ahs and things like that. And I got to the point where in the editing software, I knew what an looked like. So I didn't even have to hear it. I just could cut it out.
Definitely.
But, just know that silence is okay. And, work on your crutch, which you're never going to completely get rid of them. I still use quite a few, and I'm sure you guys could point out the ones I use.
We have in this episode. I literally ended a sentence with so before we started this topic. So there you go.
Yeah. So it happens. All right, Blueberry News. Let's see, we've got our new dashboard beta is out. We've been talking about it for a while. We talked about it last week that it would be out soon. Well, it took until I think Tuesday, wasn't it, or Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Tuesday as far as I remember. But personally, I thought was a great idea.
Yeah.
So I'm always pro the next day if we can.
Yep. So anyway, we put that out. So at the top of the dashboard, if you're a Blueberry customer, you log into Blueberry, you'll see at the top of the dashboard a little notice that has a link. Mm-hmm. That'll put you in the new dashboard where you can explore around and definitely tell us what you think, and preferably before Tuesday, because Tuesday we're going to meet and decide what we need to fix before we make it the default. So...
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be helpful, especially because we're not going to be here on Monday because of Labor Day.
Yep. So you'll want to, like I said, just get in the new dashboard and look around and find things that you like, what you don't like, whatever. And there'll be a link at the top of the dashboard once you're in the new dashboard to fill out the form telling us what you like or dislike. And like I said, we'll review that on Tuesday and then decide what we're going to fix before it goes completely public.
We appreciate that. Yeah. We need all of the feedback you can give.
All right. So Todd is in Atlanta this weekend for DragonCon. He's there today. I think it starts officially, was it tomorrow or Saturday?
I want to say tomorrow.
Yeah, let me look. I've got the thing up on the screen.
I think some things start today and then other things, you know, kind of kick off tomorrow.
Yeah, so yeah, September 2nd through September 6th. So I guess it officially starts today. Mm-hmm. I think Todd's not really involved with anything till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think he had a I don't know if it was a rough travel day. He had a travel day yesterday afternoon. So we had a blog post. Are Women Dominating Podcasting? And that's by the 800-year-old Tara O'Brien, who's really not 800 years old.
But yes, and some of you might recognize Tara because she was at Podcast Movement with us in Nashville this year.
Did I pronounce that wrong?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, she was our wheel spinner and cohort during the Podcast Movement conference. That was a lot of fun meeting her and hanging out, and you guys actually got to see me attempt dancing.
Oh yes, I did.
I call it attempt.
Yeah,
video proof, so I, you know, don't, no blackmail.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's video proof of me dancing. That's for sure.
Well, I wasn't too far away. So yeah, go check that article out. I didn't read it all the way through. Do you have any comments about what she had to say?
Yeah, she mentioned, I think it was four different characteristics, more or less, of women that are, yes, more so generalities, but they have lots and lots of truth to them, of reasons why women specifically, instead of men, are a little more prone to podcasting. I don't know if prone is the right word.
But attracted to podcasting, maybe.
Successful? I don't know. I don't know what the word is, but that's why you need to go read the blog.
Yeah. You know, I just anecdotally, is that a word? being, you know, in support, I would say that, you know, it's 60% women that I talk to in support. You know, and it's not that they need more help, but I think there's just more of them. You know,
I think in the past couple of years, there's definitely been more starting, and this is just my experience as well, that if someone does need help, I would say more likely a woman would be willing to ask for said help and just reach out as opposed to someone else.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to bowl through things and not read instructions. So, you know, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, PowerPress 8.7.2 is out. And I know you guys are probably tired of me announcing all the little point releases, but this one's really cool because it has our new README video in it, finally.
Yes, we spent significant time on this video and hope that it is fun and informative.
Yeah, I think it turned out really good, and we'll have a link in the show notes. We might even have it embedded in the show notes. I don't know. You're posting the show notes, so it's up to you.
I will do what I can.
But thanks to Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, who is our voiceover guy, and Candy O'Terry.
Name.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. He's been in podcasting longer than anybody, I think. And then Candy O'Terry. Did I say that right?
Yeah, yes.
I did. Jeez. All right, I'm one for one. One for two, anyway. So, anyway, thanks to them, they were the stars of the video, so that worked out pretty good. And I think that's it for Blueberry News, unless you can think of something else.
Newsletter's coming out next week. That's it.
Ah, yes. We'll watch for that, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so let's go on to the Blueberry Pro Tip, and it's called Having Your Podcast on Your Website the Blueberry Way. And I'm not sure who's doing this, Kate or Toby. They haven't put it in the episode yet, so here it goes.
If you've spent a long time planning your podcast, getting guests, recording your podcast, making sure it sounds good, ensuring that you have everything in place and you keep doing the thing and it's all going very well, it stands to reason that you'd actually want to own your show. And that's why Blueberry Hosting is so good for that. hosting your show on Blueberry means you actually do own it, unlike some other options when it comes to publishing your show. So be assured that Blueberry Hosting is a great place to make sure that you retain control of your show. That's important because there are other places out there that will, you know, offer you a deal on hosting, but then they'll end up putting adverts on it that you may not be comfortable with. It's just not safe for various reasons. And that's something that Todd and Mike and the team are very open about. But let's assume that you've got that in place. You've got that hosting in place where you own your show. How else are you making sure you leverage it to make sure that your show is not just showing up in all the places you can get podcasts, but showing up in the environment and in a way that makes sense for you, whether it's a story-based podcast or whether it's a business-based podcast or anything in between? You really should have a website in place, and that website needs to have a blog function. So the way that looks is, from a URL standpoint, from a website address standpoint, it will be yourwebsite.com/podcast. And there, people should see, those visitors that come to your site should see individual entries with each episode titled nicely. So let's say you have a fishing podcast, you might have yourwebsite.com/podcast/fishing with Bob Smith. Now, if people know Bob Smith is a famous angler, that stuff's going to come up in organic Google and internet search results. So having that blog post being the title of your show and including your guest's name for a little bit of Google juice, if you like, for SEO juice, is a wise move. And what that means is, once you're getting into the rhythm of recording podcasts on a, all being well, weekly basis, those podcast episodes will show up organically without having to pay for additional traffic. It's not necessarily always going to work that way, that you suddenly get floods of traffic organically without paying for it. It depends on what your show is about. But having a specific space for a specific episode is super important. And all it takes really is a blog roll set up on your website, nicely titled. Use the guest's name, use the subject's names in the title of the show. It really, really helps. You know, these kind of vague titles are okay, but imagine if your title of your show was clear, how much more likely it would be that your ideal listener would actually click on it and listen. So be mindful of the title, and then just make sure that you're creating a blog entry with the player front and center, so people can also listen to your show embedded in that blog. And of course, Blueberry have a ton of different plugins and ways to make sure that your podcast is being displayed beautifully on your website. So that's my thought of the day. Make sure that your podcast has a place on your website, yourwebsite.com/podcast/episode name with guest, if you have one. See you next time.
All right, I'm sure that was awesome. I'll listen to it when they get it done. We're having too much fun today, Mackenzie.
I know.
All right, so that leaves the question of the week. And I don't really like to get geeky, but we had a customer this week that I have to say did not understand this concept and didn't believe us when we told her. So the question was, what is caching and why is a podcaster should I care?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, as I'm sure whoever from the Blueberry Pro team said, having your podcast on your website is pretty important. But if you generate your RSS feed from your website, which is also good and important in the Blueberry way, it can be caught up in what's known as caching. And I'm going to try not to get too geeky. Maybe I'll get into it on the podcast
help desk
next week or this week. Caching is a web technology that allows dynamically generated web pages. And what that means is the web page doesn't really exist until somebody asks for it. And then the web server generates the page and delivers it to them, kind of on the fly. Well, that's great if you don't have a lot of traffic, or if you have a big horsepower server.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are on, you know, cheaper plans with WordPress, and WordPress is all dynamic. It's a it's a content management system. So all the pages are dynamically generated, including the RSS feeds. That's the key here. But what caching does is it takes a copy of that. It generates it once and then saves just a little copy of it on the server. So when the next person asks for that exact page, instead of generating it and sending it, it just sends it. Mm-hmm. Makes it faster, takes the load off of the you know chips in the server. I mean, literally hardware in the server can get overworked. And that helps that. Makes everything a little bit faster.
Yeah, people understand that concept more so as cookies.
Yeah, just kind of like that. Cookies are things that, anyway, we won't get into that. See, you're trying to take me down a geeky rabbit hole here.
I'm not trying to take you anywhere. I'm trying to explain to them what they already understand.
Got it. Anyway, what happens is your RSS feed gets cached. So say you have your 10 episodes you've got in there right now, and you've published episode 11. Well, the cached version of your feed is still sitting there on the server. And unless you clear that cache or refresh that cache, there's 100 ways of, 100 ways of caching in WordPress, and there's 100 ways of clearing the cache in WordPress. So, yours is going to be different, but look for the words purge, clear, empty, delete, reset.
Something that looks intimidating, but is actually very helpful.
Right. And, once you learn how to reset your cache or delete your cache or whatever, empty your cache. Mm-hmm. Okay, as soon as that happens, then the next person that hits your RSS feed, which I'm assuming is going to be you because you're going to test it, you hit that RSS feed address, it's going to cache that copy with the new episode in it.
Yeah.
But until it does that, the episode's going nowhere. And what happens sometimes is the cache gets stuck. So, WordPress normally, when you publish a post, it automatically clears the cache. But sometimes it gets stuck. And so you have to manually do it. And it's a good practice to get into. Just know how to empty your cache. And whenever you make any major changes on your website, before you leave the website, clear the cache. And then go test to see if that episode made it.
Yeah, because I'm the one that publishes the episodes. Yeah. And every time I hit, publish. Mm-hmm. And then literally the next thing that I do is go to clear the cache.
Yep.
And I do that before, I am in, multitasking, scheduling the social posts to go out automatically, as well as clearing the cache, because there's no use in putting it out there on social I don't clear it first. So.
Right. Very good. All right. So we got through that part of it. If you got a question for us to answer on the show, definitely drop an email to me, mike@blueberry.com. You can send audio, you can send text, you can even send a video if you want, and we may use it in the show.
Yes, please do. And don't feel like your question is dumb. I literally ask Mike dumb questions every day.
Yeah, so. I always say that there's no such thing as a dumb question, except for if you've worked in support. There's lots of them. But, ask away, and we'll definitely answer them on the show or directly or whatever. And speaking of that, Podcast Help Desk is back this week, and I'm going to do something I'm uncomfortable with. I'm going to do it live, either on Facebook or YouTube or both. I don't know yet. I haven't worked out the technology yet. Mm-hmm. But if you follow me on Twitter, MGDell, @MGDell, I will announce when I'm going live. And I'll try to do it on the Blueberry Facebook group as
link
well.
Link it up.
I'll announce it. I don't think I'll be able to link it there, but we'll see. I don't know. It's all new to me. I've never,
What's the inspiration or the motivation for doing this live?
It's just something I've never done, so I thought it might be fun to learn how to do it.
Okay. That's all you need.
That's my idea. So be sure to subscribe or follow at podcasthelpdesk.com. Mm-hmm. So I get to geek out there a little more. Maybe we'll explain caching in such detail that it'll put everybody to sleep and you can have your afternoon nap on Saturday.
Nothing wrong with that on a long weekend here.
Yes. So, of course, the best place for support for any Blueberry product services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and that gives the whole team access to stuff. Because if you have a sales question, I shoot that to Mackenzie and Todd. Mm-hmm. If you have a support question, Sean, me, or Dave hit it up. And if you got even more complicated stuff, we can pass it on to the dev team, and we get her done.
Yep.
So
much easier that way.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're changing the promo code system, so I don't know if the promo code insider will do you anything anymore. So probably just go sign up for whatever you want to at Blueberry, and you get a free month of it. I think that's just for everybody now, isn't it?
Yep, that is going into effect very soon. So yep. I'm not going to include it in the show notes and just disregard it if you knew that it existed in the past.
Right. Now, we have some other things for our affiliates coming up soon, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff.
Yeah, we're always working on stuff. This is just the beginning, as Todd always says. This is the beginning of our UI updates, and I think you really like what we have going. And please, again, tell us what you think. Go check it out.
Yep.
If you want to schedule a one-on-one with Todd for just a basic podcast consultation, Todd will do it with our hosting customers. Email todd@blueberry.com. And if you want me to do a tech checkup, and that's, again, hosting customers only, mm-hmm. but you can email me, mike@blueberry.com. Mackenzie?
And you can reach me at mackenzie@blueberry.com. I'm just going to let you look at the show notes to figure out how to spell my name. But also, we are looking for interviews for the show. So if you are a podcaster with Blueberry and would like to be a guest featured on Podcast Insider, you can contact any one of us to get that scheduled. And same with Podcaster of the Month. We do that in the newsletter, get you on the show, and do a full blog post. We are looking.
Very good. Well, sounds good. I think we're done. And it's been fun having you here. Todd and I, we kind of got in a rut there. So, last week we were using what was it called?
Riverside.
Why do I want to call it Fireside? Mm-hmm. Riverside.fm. And that was cool. It worked out. If you want a free month, I think it's a free month of that. We now have a partnership with them, I guess mm-hmm. you'd call it.
A deal, so, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, some sort of deal. But we're recording it a little bit differently this week. I guess we should, let's do a little geeky side note.
Yeah.
We're doing what's known as a double-end recording, a true double-end recording. Mackenzie's in the studio in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm up here in my studio in northern Michigan, and we're both recording ourselves locally, mm-hmm. and then we're just listening to each other through Skype. So if this all worked out, we'll be in sync and all that. We'll see.
Luckily, neither of us are the ones responsible for editing that and syncing it together. So sorry about your luck, Kate.
All right. Well, everybody have a good week. Next week, I think Todd's back. If not,
I believe so.
I'll be here anyway. So catch us later.
Thanks, everyone.